Eliza McAdams and Christina Parker always felt that one day they would be legally married.
Even at the beginning of our relationship, both of us looked at each other and said, you know, this is what we want out of a relationship. We want marriage. Like, this is where we're going.
Parker says just before Christmas, she sat at work and wondered when she'd pop the question. That's when she decided, so she rushed out to a jewelry store and bought the ring.
I was a little nervous that I might get kicked out or get really nasty looks or something like that, but everybody was very positive. Like, I didn't really have any negative experience at all.
The actual proposal happened soon after. It was backstage after a ballet recital.
She went down on her knee, and I'm just like, oh God. Oh God, this is happening.
It's a story that's similar to millions of other couples following tradition on their way to getting married. But under present law in Texas, because this is a same-gender couple, they can't legally be married here. McAdams and Parker say they are hoping a federal court hearing in San Antonio will change that when a judge will hear arguments challenging the constitutionality of the 2005 Texas Constitutional Amendment defining marriage as between one man and one woman. Proposition 2 passed in Texas with an overwhelming 76% of the vote, making Texas the 19th state to ban same-sex marriage. But Parker says a lot has changed with public opinion since that election just 9 years ago.
Just in my lifetime, I've gone from experiences with having very negative interactions with people, where I've been called very ugly things to my face. And now to go and try to find a ring and everybody I meet is excited about the fact of I'm going to be proposing. And nobody really blinked an eye of the fact that I'm going to be proposing to another woman.
But there remain many people in Texas who continue to be opposed to same-sex marriage. Jonathan Sines is with the conservative group Texas Values. He says there's a pattern in other states like Utah and Oklahoma of the federal government forcing its anti-traditional views about marriage onto the majority of people. And Sines says that's wrong.
I think this move is a hollow victory because it's clear that they could not get something like this passed as far as legislation. Couldn't do it at the federal level, certainly couldn't do it in Texas. And so they have to really abuse their power or use powers that they don't have to force these policies on states like Texas and 30 other states that have made clear what the definition of marriage is.
If the federal judge does rule in favor of marriage equality on Wednesday, it's likely to be immediately appealed by the state of Texas. The case would then go to the conservative 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans. And it's expected to eventually move to the docket of the U.S. Supreme Court, which just last June struck down the Federal Defense of Marriage Act. The question they'll tackle is, does a state have the right to define marriage? Meanwhile, McAdams and Parker have that ring. Parker popped that question. They are just waiting for the answer, not about their commitment to each other, but about their rights.
To the people that are against the marriage equality idea, is the only thing I have to say to them is just don't be afraid. I know that it can be scary. I know that you don't understand. But we're not here to hurt you. We really just want to be happy and want to be protected under the law. That's all we're here for.
Legal observers say there could be a ruling as early as Wednesday. In San Antonio, I'm Ryan Lloyd.